Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Quantum State of the Union Address. Please do sign in. Let me know that you're here. And we're going to have a wonderful morning. We've got some interesting things to be looking at about what's going on the planet right now. And I did some frequency tests to see what we'd done based on what we'd done last year. So our community came together on Earth Day and then did a follow-up after Earth Day. And we got some really nice results from that. So let me know that you're here. And we'll get started with our slide presentation. If we can. Oh, yes, we can. There we can. And good morning from Adelia and myself. Oops, let me see here. Sorry, just 1 minute. We're on the wrong screen. We're just going to get up to the right screen. There we go. And now we can do our screen share. Wonderful. Oh. Quantum State of the Union Global Visioning Address. Hi, Tony. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Tony. Hey, you know, when people actually tell me that it's their birthday, we sing happy birthday. So you told me already at the beginning of the class, so guess what? You get a birthday song. Hey, honey, it's your birthday. I'm in charge of the stars, and I'm here to say, hey, Tony, it's your birthday today. My name is Zoom, and I live on the moon. I came down to Earth just to sing you this tune. Singing, Tony, happy birthday. Tony, happy birthday. Tony, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Tony. Yay! So, happy birthday. I hope it's a wonderful day for you, Tony. Hi, Anneli. Welcome to the call, and I welcome everybody. I'm sure there are people on the phone lines, too, and I know that it's see the numbers coming up now. Okay. We started right on time, didn't we? So let's start with our love wisdom affirmation and then go into our clearing of obstacles, and then we're just going to go into the actual address. So I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I have worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence.
Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parad Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi.
Just take a moment to feel the shifting energies. Covered in this dress, we're going to actually take a look at the state of the world global vibrations and energy engagement plans for improvement. The vibratory settings for 2017 and supporting energy shifts available in the coming 12 months. 12 months of energy assessment, and then we're comparing the 2016 and 2017 click calendars, so that's why that's in there, 2017, 2016. So we're going to look at those 2 years. Oops, that wasn't supposed to happen. And we're going to compare last year to this year, what has happened, what needs to happen next. Plans for Quantum Activations Global Engagement, announcing plans for certifying 150 apprentices and activating many more people in the Year of Miracles and the in-person Diamond Immersion Certification if you're interested in getting certified. So we're going to go first into a conversation about the actual state of the world, global vibrations, engagement, plans and for improvement. And I just want to welcome also Limi, Laurel, and Donna, and all of you listening in. So just delighted that you're all here. It's a, you know, it's a nice kind of short, sweet community call. We do this every year just to take a look at what's happening on the planet. I know that we have quite a few people that will be getting the replay and watching this on the replay. It's a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. So we're just going to go kind of fly through this and take a look at everything that's going on. And Philippe is here too. Welcome. So first of all, the Earth's conditions. So last year, when we were looking at the Earth, it was cursed 96%. And we did several huge activations where we, as a community, removed curses from the planet to zero. And we now have a reading of only 30% cursed, so where it was 96% cursed. And we'll do another follow-up on that to continue to remove curses because, of course, the effect of humans on the planet is harmful, so we want to just keep on top of things. The Earth was 30% healthy in 2016, is now reading 60% healthy. The surrounding atmosphere in 2016 was 18% healthy and is now 20% healthy, so it's improved 2%. And that was really, I feel that was much from what we did with removing all the curses. The core of the Earth, 60% healthy in 2016, now 63% healthy. Negative impact on humanity on Earth in 2016 was 98%. Negative impact in 2017 is 100%, meaning we haven't really changed our ways, and we are still having a negative impact on planet Earth. Positive impact of humanity on Earth, 6% in 2016, 14% in 2017. And I can honestly point to our community, what we've been doing with the activations and the clearings are really, really helping planet Earth. So we can see that we've made some impact, certainly on the cursed part, tremendously. So we've improved it 66%. You could come back up here and look at this second bullet point here, this one here. That's a 66% improvement over last year, which is phenomenal. And there we are seeing improvements in other areas, 2% down here, 30% on just Earth being healthy, 30% improvement there. So we have work to do. We still have stuff to do. Sorry, my hand is very energized today, so if I touch the mouse, the screen is jumping, which is what happens sometimes. Okay. The vibratory settings for 2017 and supporting energies and shifts available in the coming 12 months. As the year itself is set at 150, it's slightly up now from 2015, 133, and 2016, 130, which means, and we're going to go look at, the next slide will be what do those frequencies mean. It does mean that we're actually set slightly higher for a better shift, so and that the supporting energies will be not quite as dark as they were in 2016. Our last year's reset, we had We had 800 attendees pumping for 2 hours to help improve the overall setting for the year, and it improved by 4%. And then, but this year, obviously, we're coming in at a much stronger year. And Earth had a huge, huge shift up with the removal of curses from our group. So the Earth itself is in much better condition as a result. And we'll be doing another Earth Day. We'll be doing atmosphere this year. And our possible follow-up, because we did a follow-up last year, would be on the core of the Earth. So, but atmosphere will be on Earth Day, which is in April. If you're wondering what the frequencies mean, oh, my goodness, and coming up from this lower frequency, we're now in 150, where we want to be moving towards love. And, of course, we've got a lot of people on the planet pulling it down. So, of course, we look at our community, what the setting is with our community and heading into the new year. Let's just look at the 20,000 people that we have in our group and look at our frequency as a community. Not just the global frequency, but we really do want to look at what's going on in the globe and the Earth so we understand. So on either side, there's desire and pride. So we're in the middle of desire and pride there for this year as a global community. And then as a community of evolving quantum health activators, we're set at 420 as a whole group, 420, between reason and love, which is beautiful. And so you have willingness, acceptance, reason, love, and above it, peace. So I'm really delighted with that. So as a community, our community is set at 420. Beautiful. Okay, and then I see more people signing in here. Donna, Philippe, okay. Saval, Paula, and Ramana. Morning, so glad to be addressing this good information and know I am on board with Light Worker to help shift the world. Beautiful. All right, and then our quarterly vibratory issues and you know, we can kind of go back and forth between the screens. We'll see that January is set pretty low. So you really do want to get into our as many classes as you can, watch replays. The whole community, global community, is set at 70. And what I think of here is there's kind of a global depression going on, so 70, apathy and grief. So especially with gosh, I got to be careful not to touch this. With the changes in politics and people just being worried and concerned. But good news, February has a big upturn to 208 frequency-wise, the month is set. So we should have a really good February. And by the way, I am super, super excited. We have been working very hard over the last couple days, actually. We're adding two the classes for February. We're adding karma clearing, and we're adding some of the requests that women made in last week's Healing Sex Glands and Organs for Women. So we actually are putting the I Am Loved class in there. We're putting, it's going to be a phenomenal month. So there's seven stages of love. There's the free unlimited love call. We're moving that up, so we're not going to wait till Valentine's Day. We're going to get you started in the month, right away on the first Saturday of the month. We're going to give you those clearings for unlimited love so that you get them and get to kind of make that shift up faster. And we'll be offering a love package at that point. So if you wanted to come in, whether you wanted to do one-to-one work with me or you wanted to do all of the series, we've got a bunch of things coming up in February for expanding love. You know, and not just romantic love, obviously, but there is the seven stages of love is about romantic love. Karma clearing is about everything related to love. I Am Loved is one that really helps you feel that love from your core, your center. Let's see. I can tell you, we also have, we have karma clearing, beautiful lighten up class, of course, is Tuesdays. Better, sexier me, healing the orgasm for women is in February. I am loved special class is in February. Erasing female infections is in February. Seven stages of love is in February. And the year of miracles relationships is in February. As well as Unlimited Love, the free call, and bladder health. So we got some really good things. Also, there'll be a mini retreat on vision in February. So if you're wanting to improve vision, there'll be a three-hour retreat coming up. So it's a lineup of love expansion all month in February here at the Quantum Activations Academy. Okay, so we go into March, and March is, again, looks like a bit of a depression experienced on the planet, so it's down, it dips way down to 80, and let's just peek again, where is 80 here? So fear and grief, so it dips down, so that we're going to want to do things to fortify ourselves in March, to maybe uplift us, maybe more outdoor activity, more meditations, more positive affirmations, setting goals. You know, using the positive meditations like the wealth meditations, but things that would uplift you. Just know that there'd be a frequency, a lower frequency in March across the planet. This is a planetary issue. April through June, so the second quarter. April is 130. So it's certainly up from March, and that was what the year was set up. Last year wasn't a bad year. Between desire and anger, pride. So unfortunate that we have that word anger in there, but just know that we are starting to come up at 130. It won't be a terrible month. And then as a community, we're going to set much higher, obviously, all these frequencies. But it's good to know what the general population will be set at. May is a good month. May is at 230. You'll see September, so May and September are going to be the strongest months of the year. February will be quite strong, too, for the global community. These 3 months that are over 200 are the highest we've seen in years. So we are looking for some very positive shifts in those months, February, May, and September, so very high for a global community, and we're between courage, neutrality, kind of that willingness. So we're moving up in there, which is what we want to see. And I honestly think what we've been working on in group mind, you know, shifting group mind, I really feel that the amplification ripples of what we're doing as a community are affecting a global consciousness. Okay, and then June is 156, and let's just pop in here and look at June. And again, that's between anger and pride. But again, desire, courage, you know, kind of in that area. And that's higher than all of last year's settings. So we have to think, okay, that's a little bit higher than last year was as a year was set at. Let's see, 156. And this year is set at 150. So, oh, gosh. Come on, hand. Okay. And then we go into July, 140, so kind of in that same range. Looks like there's going to be some trouble in August. I'm not sure if there'll be a crisis, a global crisis. There's certainly going to be some kind of an Earth problem or a human problem. To me, it looks like it's probably a catastrophe of some kind. So just know that we're going to have come together as a community and support a low frequency and some kind of a global crisis or catastrophe in August. September takes a very positive leap up, as I mentioned, a very high frequency for a global community, so really excited about September. October, again, takes a big dip. November, October is at 80. November 190, So that's pretty high. And then December 130, which is what last year was set at. So as you can see, we have several months that are going to be very strong and a few months that are going to be pretty low. March, October, and August, January, which we're halfway through. These are lower frequency months that you'll want to do things. You want to be proactive about doing things to keep your own energy up. So once you have this information, you don't want to say, oh, well, that's just the way it is. You actually want to embrace the idea that you can do something to keep your frequency high and keep you kind of from tapping into the global group frequency and maybe tapping more into our community frequency, which is much higher. Okay, and then I did mention the Earth Day in April. We'll be doing just like we did before. Hopefully we will have a goal of bringing in a couple thousand people, and we'll be working on healing the atmosphere of the planet. And that tends to be a longer session. I think we did a couple hours on that Earth Day healing we did last year. So we'll do something where we really, really work towards a real shift in the atmosphere. All right, and I'm saying good morning now to Paula in Israel, and Saval, I think I said good morning. Oh, yeah, I did. And Joan and Diane, welcome to the call. Okay, so we aren't going to do any activations today. This was just really an address, but I wanted to just simply go over with all of you why things work in the quantum field. So I put that up as a tickler to remind me to talk to you about the quantum field. And, you know, I recognize all of the names in the call, so I know that you guys are loyal followers. And we've done quite a few calls, community calls. I think we've done 4 in the last 2 weeks. So I'm not surprised that this is, you know, an intimate group, because we've done a bunch of calls recently. But the quantum activations work because we are working in the quantum pleasure field. We're setting an intention with our mind, and then we're activating it with a hand movement, the quantum pump. So the quantum activations, you know, you think about two types of physics, Newtonian physics and quantum physics. Newtonian physics is really what most people think of as physics. It's what you see, the apple falling from the tree, it's gravity. It's kind of the logical physics. It's kind of this makes sense. Let's follow this all the way through. And then quantum physics is more, I look at it as more as kind of like it's related more to what we think of as spiritual. And it isn't necessarily spiritual, but it's that quantum meaning that field of oneness. And so when we look at quantum physics, we're looking at the field of oneness. And so we all exist as particles vibrating and vibrating together. And so I and Diane and Philippe and Ramana and Paula and Saval and Donna and Laurel and Limmy and Tony and Anneli, Donna, and all of you who are listening in, we're all vibrating together. So wherever we are on the planet, we're still vibrating together. And I can shift. I can do this, do a little blast thing that I do. And in a minute, all of you can feel that, because I'm making a connection with all of you to just do an upliftment. And so we've got this kind of shifting of the frequency in the field, and we're in this quantum pleasure field. So so by setting an intention and knowing in your mind that it's doable, possible, and you are doing it, and then activating it with your hand, whether you're doing the quantum pump, the platter, the double pump, the chopping, the doorknob, the chakra activation, the little flutter on the side, the foot pump, you know, those are some of our main hand movements. you can, if you know in your mind that that's going to work, and then you activate the field, you're going to be able to shift that, whether you shift it for yourself physically where you are, or you shift it somewhere else. The quantum field is basically no time, no space. There she is. She's playing. And so it doesn't, you know, I don't have to be with Ramana in the Bay Area. I'm about 100 miles away from Ramana. Or with Saval and Philippe in Munich, which is thousands of miles away. I don't have to be with you to make a shift. And I know that you guys know that. We have a lot of people who talk about, do you want up? Want up? Would you like up? That probably wasn't very glamorous. Sorry if I flashed you. I hope I didn't. Oh, I didn't think about that. Okay. Goodness me. Okay. So we have a lot of people who are talking about quantum now. You know, I do see, and people say, hey, do you know this lady or do you know this person? And they're saying, make a quantum shift with your relationship or make a quantum leap with your publicity or whatever. You know, I really am just delighted that people are getting the idea of quantum and that they're using it. But just know that a lot of people are using it like a buzzword. Yeah, and we're actually using it as it's meant to be used, hopefully, which is a science. And we're teaching you how to access the field, the pleasure field, the science of it. So we're the authentics. We're actually getting you in there. Okay, let's see. Joan, and just welcome to the call, Joan. Good. All right, so that's quantum. Yeah. And then I also wanted to just go over the blueprint just a little bit with you. So we've got perception, essence, matter, energy. And then we've got, we used to call it origin, but we call it Genesis now. It's the same field. So if you see me writing older writings where I called it origin, it's the same thing as Genesis. So Genesis, embodiment, quantum and amplification are the supporting fields. So, oh my goodness. Babies. So, perception is what informs us of how to respond. And definitely it's related to your emotional brain, of course it is. But it's also all the programs that have been collected by you for you. In your field. So that's your field of perception. And we think about perception as in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So before there were human spirits, there was this field of perception, this field of thoughts moving. So information, thoughts had legs, so to speak. And so when we think, I want you to really be thinking about when you think a thought, your thought has power and can have action. And so you want to be thinking positively because you're going to put that into the universe. So those thoughts impact whatever is going on and impact the field, impact your physical body, impact all parts of you. So perception impacts all of you. Essence, spirit, soul, life force, and high self. So essence is really our spiritual nature, that nature that continues in and out of body. Matter, the physical body, and that's everything physical, cells, glands, and organs, fluid, bones, the DNA. So everything physical is matter. And then energy, yeah, which is the chakras, the aura, the meridians, the nadis, the halo, the human spirit access portal, you know, all the stuff that's energetically supporting the physical body, that's your energy body. The realm's genesis, the ability to either regenerate or generate. And, of course,
Adalia's in Genesis. She's in Genesis right now. She's 3 months old, and she's growing and developing, and parts of her brain are activating. It's been a really exciting week for us with so many shifts for her in her abilities and skills. So this was a big brain leap for her. Also, her physical skills have gone up. So obviously, her brain is able to make the connection, the small and large motor connection, a little better. So she's able to do more. So she's in Genesis. And then what we do in class, like in Vision coming up, we'll be doing regenesis, cellular neogenesis. So we'll be generating from something existing. If you have an eyeball, if you're growing a new eyeball, then it would be genesis. So cellular neogenesis covers both. It covers the out of nothing, something, and out of something, something new. So both. So that's cellular neogenesis. Both of them are in the field of Genesis, and they operate a little differently. Regenesis uses the light of the cell and the mitochondria, where Genesis uses the direction from the master cell. Doesn't need to regenerate. It's actually doing what it's supposed to do. So right now, and for years to come, she'll be in Genesis. She'll be in the new, and she you can see the little teeth buds coming in down on the bottom. So she's chewing away like crazy. So that's Genesis. Embodiment is the field that supports the spirit, your spirit or your essence, for to be connected and living in your physical body. So that's embodiment. We look to the field of embodiment sometimes to make sure that we're getting out the spiritual interferences that have come in. So because the field of embodiment allows more than one spirit to inhabit a body, and you can really see that, when you go through the 7-hour spiritual interference class, you're going to see thousands, hundreds and hundreds or thousands of spiritual interferences and be just shocked at how much people have. But also you can see that really very plainly when you look at somebody who's maybe schizophrenic or psychotic or something, where multiple personalities, all of those which are labeled in psychiatry are actually trouble with the chemistry, the chemical makeup of the person, and then it's spiritual interferences. So that's what that is. And we want to look at aura and their aura, because their aura will be like Swiss cheese, so it's things coming in and out all the time. And then we want to look at the field of embodiment. So we want to make sure that that's good. Yeah, there's lots of things to do with mental illness. And then, if you've been in the spiritual interference classes recently, you'll see that we've really mapped on a much, much deeper level. It's just out of reach here, but the type 5 interference, the alien type 5 interference, is the one that is really largely responsible for mental illness. So they have a particular way that they tap into the human field and embodiment and body. So we now know so much more. And then from embodiment, we have quantum, and that's what we work with in every class, and that's why we call them quantum activations, because we're activating the quantum field. We're rearranging the particles so that they're vibrating in a better frequency for us. And then finally, amplification, which is the law of attraction field. And the law of attraction field allows us to create and manifest. So many of you are going through the Accelerate Wealth program right now, the 21-day, and we've had so many wonderful miracles in there, people creating 100,000, just creating a magnetic field for all good. And so I really encourage you to keep yourself and your thoughts positive and really be focused on the good, appreciating all of what's coming to you, because more will come as you expand. So that's a little brief kind of primer on PEMER. Okay, and we're going to go back to the slides. Oh, and we're going to skip the kinesiology. We're not doing muscle testing today, but that is how we identify everything in the quantum field. I mean, it's how we identify what we're clearing, rather. Sorry, not in the quantum field. Okay. Let's see. There are opportunities for people to come into the Awakening to Your Best Life, the VIP one-to-ones going on. And I have made a decision. We'll be seeing this coming up in the next couple weeks. I will be doing one-to-one days again, so where you can actually physically come in for a five-hour day and work with me. So that that will be coming back. That was something we closed out a few years ago. And with little baby Adelia, I thought how wonderful to have people come to our home and do a five-hour intensive with me, just one-to-one. So that will be coming back this year. And also we have the Inner Circle opportunities, the Quantum Apprentice online program, the Year of Miracles program, and we do also have the Diamond Retreat. There's a Diamond online retreat in August and an in-person Diamond certification program here in Carmel Valley at my home, end of November. These are the upcoming classes, Grow Younger, Seven Stages of Love. We also have Karma Clearing now coming up, Healing the Sex Glands and Organs for Men and Women, Bladder Health Vision, Quantum State of the Union is what we're doing now. The Energy Body is in your Year of Miracles this week, so if you're wanting to work on your chakras, your aura, you know, all that good stuff, your halo, we're going to be activating the halo. So we're going to, and Human Spirit Access Portal, we're going to clean that out too this week. So those are things where we'll be working to really transform our reality as a community. So when you're looking at the state of being that we are, okay, Wiggly, do you want down again? Okay, see if I can do this more politely. Oh, you can't see because the chair is there. Okay, good. Wiggle, 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 girl. Oopsie. There you go. Okay. So one thing that I know is we can work on a global scale, but when we are really making changes, it's when we're making changes internally. So we as a community, and we now have... we have about 15,000 people that follow us, and then probably on social media, maybe another 35,000. And then we're heard on all kinds of things like all the summits and things like that. So just know that we're making an impact. We're making an impact on those 5 million minds. But our core community is causing a ripple that is shifting humanity, and we're uplifting humanity with intention and focus. So what I want you to do, I mean, you can look at the outer issues with humanity and with the Earth, and you can worry about them, which I prefer that you not do, or you could look at the microcosm in yourself of what is it that from the core of you ripples out to allow that to continue to exist. And then get yourself in classes and come and learn from me. But as we shift internally, if you only just worked on yourself and you never worked on anyone else, you would be really, really helping the planet. So just by showing up today, you're helping the planet. By doing your daily meditations, by doing your daily activations, by coming into the classes, you're helping shift the frequency. And year to year now, we're going to keep track. So I'm kind of looking at, and I'm going to use the same measure. We can see, okay, we worked really hard on clearing curses, and that was awesome. But we can see that really affected the health of the Earth. The Earth is in such better shape. And then we can go to, okay, so what are our next internal steps and our external steps? And how do we, so imagining that your physical body is like a representation of Earth, if you're concerned about the Earth. What in you, so maybe you spend, you know, a few days clearing curses from your body so that your body lightens up. Or, you know, you work on each of the opportunities as they come. I think when I look at the karma clearing class, I think, well, gosh, if you've been walking around with a lot of baggage and resentment from past relationships that have gone wrong, and you can, or karma, which is, karma is always negative. I mean, it's always something that you have to come back and complete because you didn't resolve it. It's your incompletions with people, with organizations, with countries, whatever. So we're going to go through one by one on those different, from the very intimate to the distant to the groups to the, you know, the organization of a country, not the physical land of a country. But what your karma, your entanglements were, we're going to be teaching you how to clear them. Imagine clearing yourself out of all karma. What if you cleared karma with everyone you knew and then every organization you knew? Who would you be after that? I mean, you would be a much cleaner, just like we cleaned curses from the earth, you would be a much brighter, cleaner, better person as a result of it. It would raise your frequency tremendously. How your field of perception would inform you would be very, very different, right? Because you spent time cleaning yourself up. I cleared karma with over 200 people. And in that same process, I called 56 family members and told them I loved them. I had moved to California. Most of my family members are in Minnesota. And two of my family members were upset to hear from me, and 54 of them were so grateful that I called and that they had thought of me and wondered how I was and wasn't sure if I didn't want them to talk to me or whatever. So, I mean, like life changes, and you get to be the source of love. And then I, at that same point, I had declared I wanted to really be the stand of love in my family. And you can do that. You can make a shift or make a stand for your family or your community or your church or your whatever organization you belong to, Lions Club. I want to be a stand to be love in Lions Club, you know. And you can be that. And you can have that be the emanation that you give out. And it's about from the inside out, right? So you work on yourself and then you emanate it out and you can just love and support people. I think being an ambassador of the quantum activations isn't all about telling people something. It's about warmly greeting people, welcoming people with love, and listening to people's stories. And then, you know, and saying, hey, you know, I know something that might help you if you're interested, but I get you. I get what you're talking about. I understand. And not pushing them into something, just allowing them to step into the next step for themselves. And if they're ready, they'll say, wow, tell me about it. And if they're not ready, you don't need to offer it to them. So just know that you have power to make a difference. And where it starts is in you. So that's where I really want you to focus this year. And especially these first few months, I'd love to see people focusing on you know, yourself. Get your weight the way you want it. Get your health, your exercise and your diet the way you want it. Get your money life cleaned up and straightened out. You can't worry about global money or your country's money or whatever if your own financial situation isn't in good shape. If you're not in the career, in your mastery, get that taken care of. If you are in love relationship where it's not really rock solid, take some love classes from me. I promise you I have a great deal of wisdom to share with you about love. On the health stuff, get yourself into Year of Miracles, Grow Younger, Cell Regeneration Made Easy, Vision, Bladder, all the things that we do every single month. We're doing things that will help you to physically heal, get better, restore yourself, grow younger. I know I'm very determined myself to grow younger. I have a new baby and looking forward to bringing another child in, and I have no intention of being an old doddering lady raising babies. I have every intention of being youthful and healthy and happy and enjoying my time with my little ones. And that's another thing to just keep in mind as you go into this year. What are your whys? What are your reasons? Because if you've had problems with momentum and follow-through, it's probably because your whys aren't strong enough. And what I mean by whys are, why do you want that so bad? Why did I want the house so bad? Well, I had been wanting the house for 14 years, and I'd been looking at it, and people have been hearing me talk about it for so long, and I could never find it in the Bay Area. I was looking in the Bay Area. I could never find it. And I got to, no, I can't wait anymore. I want my family now. I want my home now. And that why kicked in so strong that just, you know, heaven and earth shifted for me, and miracles happened so dramatically. It's the same with when I shifted from very, very poor health and problems to very good health and healing. It was that why of, God, take me or make me well. I'm not going to do this anymore. And so you want your why to be really strong. You want it to be like a no matter what. And if I don't do this, I will not be living the life that I really am intending to live or that I set up for myself to live. I know a year ago I checked on, given all that was possible in my life and all that I had accomplished, it's a kind of a funny test. I tested how much had I accomplished based on and how much could I have accomplished. Okay, so it's kind of a funny thing to look at, and I'm going to tell on myself because it was like, it kind of kicked me in the butt. I had accomplished 40% of what I could have accomplished. 40%. And I think, my God, I run circles around everybody else. But if you're spending time feeling sorry for yourself, or you're spending time in bed when you could say, no matter what, I am healing myself, I'm getting up, or no matter what, I'm restoring, I'm figuring out my money thing, or no matter what, I'm getting on my mission, and getting off the... One of the things I have to say is I was stuck with the health thing. I was stuck. I was going from doctor to doctor, and I had to get out of the medical system and go back to, I know that my body is a radiant being of light with an innate ability to heal, and I'm here to do that. I'm here to live an amazing life, and I had to let go of Western medicine was telling me you can't heal, and they were always finding another problem, and I was like, no, I'm not in agreement to that anymore. I'm not going for that. So I had to put them aside and really go to God and say, you made me a radiant being of light. And then realizing that both my body and my spirit were divine. I think before that I thought my body was clay, meaning made of the earth, and that my spirit was of God. And now I know that my body and my spirit are of God. There's no separation. Obviously, spirit continues. Body does go back to clay. But body is God. And you can keep body alive for hundreds of years if you want to. And you can transform it. You can transform it in an instant. We don't transform it in an instant, but we do transform it relatively quickly. So that why got very strong. Like, I can't go another year, barely walking. I can't do it, and having every other year some new cancer or something else showing up. So my why got very strong. When I wanted the house, my why got very strong about building a family, and no, I'm not living in a condo on the freeway any longer. It was a cute little two-bedroom condo on the freeway in a lovely little part of town close to San Francisco, but I didn't want to be there anymore. I wanted to be in a beautiful home in the country on a mountain. I got exactly what I've been intending for. I mean, if you come in, it's kind of funny because I got three fireplaces and I got indoor outdoor living and I got a cottage and I got an estate and I got acreage and I got more than I wanted. But I put that why so strong that no matter what, I have to do this. And I want you all to really be looking at the whys, the reasons why you want to create shifts. Because if you're just in to kind of dabble, you're not going to get the miracles. But if you're here with me working on your miracles, you're going to get them. If your why is big, if it's big enough, if it's the no matter what, not I'm here to dabble. And I'll say, I do advise people, like if they're looking at separating with a partner, I tell them, hang in there for 3 months and work on yourself. And then do another 3 months where you're just, you know, honoring and thanking the person that you're with. And if after like 6 months where you've worked on yourself for 3 months, so you're not blaming, you're actually exercising, you're doing what you need to do, you're out with your girlfriends or you're out watching the sports game or whatever with your friends or whatever, you're doing your life so that it's not somebody else's fault that your life didn't happen the way you wanted it to. And then you've spent three more months praising and honoring and appreciating your partner. Then after 6 months, you're really at an impasse and it's really not working. And we have kind of a formula for this, so I'm giving you a few little pieces of it. But if after 6 months you're really not in sync with each other, then you may not have meant to be together. I know sometimes people are just from different soul families and they connected for mental reasons or that immediate lust thing that, you know. So sometimes people aren't meant to be together, but so often the real genuine love can resurface just by going through that, really honoring, taking care of yourself and taking, and you, like, I'm not blaming, I'm just so frustrated. Frustration is like hand in hand with blame. So please do work on that if you're in a relationship that can be a fantastic relationship, that you know it's possible. Okay, well, I had meant to spend about 30 minutes with you, and I know we set it up so we could chatter on for about an hour. I see some other things here. Let's see. Thank you for sharing all this with us from Diane. Rosemarin, hi, everyone. Link didn't know. Okay. Oh, she got last year's. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Jackie, great, nice to know when I need to step up with the work. Good. Trinity, here with Bill in Austin. Hey, hi, Trinity and Bill. This feels so good to hear. Wonderful, and Anneli, so true. Thank you. Wonderful. So I'd meant to give you a little half an hour kind of pep talk about the year. What I want to say is we're on planet Earth, and if you don't know this, I want you to know it now. There's three planets where humans are, and this is one of them. And this is the one where all the action is happening. So there's a lot of lower stuff happening because people come in from a very dark place, from another planet. They come over here, and they can elevate, and they can raise up their frequency. So eventually, they can, if they want, become an enlightened master. There is a planet, a blue planet, that is really evolved, and people, you know, are in the sciences. There's not the drama and the trauma. But we're in the middle. We're in the middle planet, and people evolve in this planet, and so we don't expect all of humanity to be at one frequency. This is not the game on this planet. We have low beings coming in that are being uplifted by our frequency, and higher beings who are helping lift up, and that's why there's like 500 avatars on the planet right now who are helping. Because this is a great time. It's an era change. So I know I'm kind of babbling here, but hopefully in a good way. We're going from the Piscean age to the age of Aquarius. And the Piscean age is over, but if you think about walking through a doorway, and I'm not an astrologer.
Hey, you want up? Oh, my goodness, look what you wiggled, big girl. You wiggled a whole foot. I'm so proud of you. Let's tell them about our age change,
the era change. And so when you look at the Piscean age, it was patriarchal and rule, domination, suppression, and control. And that was it, you know. So that was the game on the planet. So when Jesus was here, there was domination, suppression, and control. So the way that he could make an impact was to come under domination and be martyred. And that's how people could see him, because he was martyred. That's the old era. Now, there's a doorway we're stepping through, 1976, the age of Aquarius, dawning of the age of Aquarius. You know, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. Anyway, so there it was in 76 or 66 or whatever it was, and we have about 95 years or 97 years or whatever it is where we're just stepping through the door. So when an era change happens, and that's a few thousand years, it takes about 95 years for that change to happen. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. And then we get a president like Trump who's coming in, who's very patriarchal from the old age. He was born in the Piscean age. He's very much part of what we'd probably look at, and I just want to be polite about this, but probably part of the good old boy system. And maybe he's in his position so that he can help usher the age out. So sometimes that happens where, you know, we have to clean house, and the best way to clean house is to get someone who is the thing we have to clean. So in a position where everyone can see. So I think just so for those of you who had asked earlier, I know a couple months ago I was asked by like 30 people to please write something about how to deal with a new president who isn't filled with, you know, light and love. So I did send out a letter addressing what I could see on that. But the era change will not really be complete until, let's see, 2066, about 2066. So we're 2017 right now, so 66, so 40 more years. Of course, most of us are going to be around because we're rejuvenating, regenerating, growing younger, and so we're going to be around to see stepping into that era change. And so it takes time to move. It doesn't just overnight all of a sudden everything shifts. But what I do know, and all of you have seen, are the collapsing of patriarchal organizations and systems, and so like finance and countries and legal and medical and all that, it's all changing. And it just takes time. And we're part of ushering that in. And it's a very magical time, right? And then when you think about it, you can focus on what's happening that's good, or you can focus on what's happening that's not so good. And if you focus on what's happening and you keep going, wow, wow, look at these shifts, you can get excited about it and you can expand that. I think about, and we'll kind of finish up with this, but Baby Adelia presents all kinds of interesting issues. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And some of them like teething and colic and gas and screaming and, you know, having difficulty with sleeping sometimes. And, you know, that's all like I could focus on that and I could be just like, oh, my God, when is this? What did I do? Or I could focus on all the wonder and magic that's happening. And I think that's kind of like what we're going through. We're kind of like babies walking into the new era. And with Adelia, she flipped over. She started giggling this week. She's talking. She's singing. When I sing, she sings with me. She started to eat. There's been like so many sweet things every day. There's been some sweet breakthrough with her. She's able to, you know, control her hands better. She actually takes the brush and tries to brush her hair now. So there's just like one break. Oh, she's dog paddling in the big hot tub upstairs. And I look at that, and her doctor said she's way ahead of everybody with her muscle skills. She's stronger than children her age. The doctor was like, whoa, she stood up. And I'm like, yeah, if you have your hands, she'll just stand right up. She's so strong. She lifted her head and face and chest off the exam table when she went in to be examined. And the doctor said, holy cow, that's not normal. And I think, well, you know, you can just stay with and amplify the joy of your life. And yes, there's hard work involved in going through an era change. And we're in the middle, so there's hard work involved. But stay with the positive and be a positive light on the planet. And we will together lift humanity and the frequency of this planet, and it'll be wonderful. All right, I encourage you, please, if you love this, jump into our classes. I know, I see most of the names are people already in classes, so I love you so much. I'm so happy that we're going into the new year together, and I'm hoping you stay with me for years. We have some videos lined up. I'll address if there are a few questions from what I had said, or comments will be in the chat box for a couple minutes, and then Adelia and I are going hiking in Garland Park today, aren't we? Adele's got her little jeans on. Isn't she adorable? Yay! She's got her little jeans on. We're ready for a hike. Say bye-bye to everybody, and then we'll do a blessing. Want to say bye-bye? Yeah, bye-bye. Om Asatoma Satyamaya Tamisoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityurmaham Amritam Gamaya Om Shanti 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 Om Peace, Peace, Peace. May the entire world and your life be filled with peace. Tatastu, so be it. Can I say bye-bye? Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye. We'll be in the chat box for a few minutes.